The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, TeleSouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of TeleSouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Kirby Nixon.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show, Hope. We're downtown Corinth on a beautiful Thursday morning. About as beautiful Thursday mornings we've had all year long, and it is super nice here in Corinth, Mississippi, and we're thankful for that. Going to be a grateful day and stuff. I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries. I'm here with a room full of people, from maroon to blue, and I mean Ole Miss, Tennessee fans, Mississippi State fans. He is a Mississippi State guy. I'm a New York Yankee guy, so I wear pinstripes. It's exciting morning. We do have a house full. I'm here with my great friend Bobby Capps, my son-in-law Kirby Nixon. Bobby is director of Crosswind Ministries. Kirby is director at Freedom Center, and I am director of the Living Free Ministries located right here in Corinth, Mississippi, out behind Magnolia Funeral Home. Also in the room today, we have the Queen of Alcorn County, Big Mama herself. My wife gets mad at me when I call you that. And I said, that's why she told me to call her. And but some folks may know her by her name, Anitha Joe Fallon King. Did I get that right?
Almost.
What did I miss wrong?
Anthea Fallon King.
Okay. Well, I was just going by what Dude Conway had on his page. And Dude is probably wrong. And the only person I know that can keep Dude straight is you, so you need to tighten him up, okay? And I also have the Pastor Randy here with me from Kosu Methodist Church, and I'm thankful for this group. They do a lot in the community, but also for us for I don't know how many years, Pastor. Y'all been feeding Living Free every month, every third Thursday of the month. For a long time.
I've been here 6 years, so I was know
they,
at least at
Was
least
they
six.
Doing that when you got here?
Yes.
About 8 years.
About 8 years, y'all have been feeding us every month. And, man, it makes it easy on us that week. We don't have to worry about the meal, and it's always a good meal. I mean, y'all bring out the big crock pots there that has anywhere from chicken dumplings some weeks, soup some weeks, spaghetti. I mean, it's always got a big treat, and we're very thankful for that, and y'all are family to us, and I'm excited to have y'all with me today. But first, I got to give it to my son-in-law over here to the left. Let him give us an update on the Freedom Center, because we got a lot going on out there, too. So, Kirby, give us an update.
Yeah, we've got a pretty full house. We do have some beds available. I know it's here in the holiday season, and you may be struggling and think, well, I don't want to go to, a place like this over the holidays, but we're very family oriented. We're going to have a Thanksgiving meal with our men and their families. We're going to have a Christmas deal with them as well. So if you're needing help today, I would encourage you to reach out. My number is 731-925-0702. We want to help you. If we're not the right place, we will get you to the right place. We believe that that Jesus can change everything, and that's really all we've got. So, It's the only thing that works.
I think the updated numbers is 170 people. 85 graduated, so that's a 50% graduation. We got 9 guys out there right now, if you count the 2 interns.
Yeah, one graduating next Thursday.
We got one that'll be on the radio next week with us. But also, these guys has come from 10 different states to come to Corinth, Mississippi to get help. Obviously, Mississippi and Tennessee and Alabama, but then we've had 7 foreigners that has come from like Texas, California, I mean, in the deep foreign land of Louisiana.
Yeah.
I mean, we got Truett Brown.
They're
and
always
Rob.
They're always a blessing too when they come from
yeah. there. And then we had people from Georgia, Florida. So
I'm talking to a guy right now that's in the Keys. Him and his wife and 2 kids live in a RV, and I'm hoping he's fixing to come and check in, and I'm going to put them up at one of these campgrounds that we've got around, and they're just going to come up here, you know, and be closer with him. So somehow or another, word is getting out, you know, that we're here in Corinth.
Wow, that would be all right, too. So I'm just saying they've come from everywhere, and we've offered hope. We've offered one message, and that message is the Lord Jesus can change your life. And things, so Kirby, with that, we are expanding. I'm looking at plans right now in my hands. I just showed Big Mama, and I'm going to have to get with Duke Conway and see if he can straighten that out for me. But right now I've got plans on what the campus is going to look like. Our friend Tyler Pittman is hopefully they're on the ground out there building us a road all the way through it. If not, they're coming like today, tomorrow, or sometime. And we're thankful for that. We got a lot of other people helping. But we've bought 112 acres of land out on Alcorn Central School Road. Once you turn off 72, going to Alcorn Central High School, it's right there a mile on the left. We invite you to drive in there and drive and see what it's going to look like. If it's raining and stuff, you ain't going to drive far in there because you'll get stuck. But you can pull in there pretty good ways. And we'd love for you to just pull up, pray, see how you can help. We're fixing to kind of get our fundraising underway. It's already underway. We're fixing to build our 2 first buildings on that campus. We're going to build a 20 by 40 pavilion. Then we're going to build an all-purpose building that's like 4,000 square feet. That someday, Kirby, will be the chapel.
Yeah.
You was at the Home of Grace. The song there at the Home of Grace, it's all about the chapel at the end of the road. And we'll have that same effect there someday, right there.
Yeah, there's definitely a special place down there, you know, for I'm hoping that, and obviously when we get to, you know, double, triple the men we have now, we can't be loading up and going somewhere every day, so it'll be good.
Well, we're going to go from where we can house 15 guys right now that's kind of like Vianney's in a can. But we're going to go to housing 30. Is that country enough for you?
Yeah, yeah. Bobby's over there wondering what Vianney's are, but yeah.
Well, Big Mama got her fork out, so it's ready to start eating. But look, we're going to go to 35 men and start housing them there for 15 weeks. And we're excited about that. So we need your help. 3 ways to help us. Pray for us. Pull out there on that land and just pray. You can get out and walk the land, whatever you want to do. Just don't shoot the deer or the turkey there. Oh, man, I shouldn't have told them that, should I? Mm. But look, participate. Come and join us. Come see what we're all about, what we're doing. Tonight would be a great night to come to Living Free Ministries to be a part of that. But also, we're going to need partners. We need a lot of partners to make this next deal happen. We feel like we need to raise $2.5 million to kind of get everything done that we're going to need done, maybe even more. We've already had a $100,000 gift that we're going to use to get these first 2 buildings started. And we hope some people comes alongside of us to help us finish these first two buildings. And then we'll work on the major projects and things like that. And just a big shout out to all the people that's helped us. Tyler Pittman and his crew there as far as clearing the land, doing dirt work, building us a road. So many people has been a part of just getting us to this part, to this point. And we're thankful. Check us out. What's the webpage?
CorinthFreedomCenter.com.
Yeah, check us out, and we'd be glad for you to be part of it. We're going to take a break, and we're coming back with our friends from Cossack Methodist Church. Listen, if you want to call, or I mean, if you want to text in a comment or anything, text us 662-603-9829. Anything about the Freedom Center, anything about the radio show, anything that you'd like to text us. Texas. We'll be right back.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Deli Plate Lunch and Dinner Special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit DinnerBellCorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, DinnerBellCorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Kirby Nixon.
Well, guys, we're back with our second segment. I didn't give you our radio sponsors in the first segment. Let me do that, and then we're going to kick off our interview with our friends from Cossack Methodist Church. The sponsors for the radio show is Car and Mattress Furniture out at my furniture store, mattress store right there on Highway 72. We got a Black Friday sale going on every day in the month of November. It'll be a great time to buy a mattress. Wilco Real Estate Group, that's my wife, my daughter, and that group, man, for all your real estate needs, reach out to Maria or Olivia, buying, selling, or just questions. Nick Bain, Nick's a dear friend of ours. We're thankful for Nick, and reach out to Nick for any kind of legal needs. Magnolia Funeral Home, Jim and Sheila Calvary, first-class folks doing first-class things there. For all your burial needs, reach out to Magnolia Funeral Home. Rapid Restoration and Repair, that's Brady and Brady Pratt and his wife, Mary Grace. Brady take care of any kind of water problems, mold problems, house moved, whatever you got problems with your house, reach out to Brady Pratt. The Dinner Bell, Steak and Fish, Melissa Carson and them's really good to us, and we're thankful for that. And, man, we love eating at the Dinner Bell. Crosswind Ministries, that's Bobby here to my left now. Bobby and them's been, Crosswind Ministries been in the neighborhood for over 20 years helping people. We're thankful for what they do. Daniel Author, that's one of y'all's guys out there at the Methodist Church, ain't he?
Yes, sir.
Daniel has been a friend of mine a long, long time, and his three subways in town, two on Highway 72, one on Shallow Road. Go by and grab you a footlong meatball, buy a dozen cookies, drop them off at my store. That sounds like Dude Conway, doesn't it? Yeah, Living Free Ministries. We've been in the community over 20 years, too, over 21 years, and we're thankful for what we get to do at Living Free Ministries. Gatlin Pharmacy, Bart and Don Dorn there for all your pharmacy needs in Tishomingo County. Gatlin's Pharmacy right there on the square in Tishomingo. One more, Jeff Green. Jeff's Barbershop there on Highway 72. Jeff cuts all of our guys' heads there at the center. He takes care of all of our guys, and we're thankful for Jeff. And, man, I hope he went by and got a new bucket of bubble gum because we got the last piece yesterday. So go by and see Jeff for any kind of haircut. Well, today it's a special day for me. I've got missionaries that's here on our in our town, and Pastor Randy, pastor at Kasu Methodist Church. He just told me he'd been in town for 6 years now.
Yes.
And where'd you come from, Randy?
I'm originally from Winona, but my first charge was in Indianola. I was there 5 years before moving here.
Wow. Indianola. Indianola Gentry always had a good basketball team years ago.
Yes.
And by the way, they was maroon color,
exactly,
too. So I'm not sure what color Winona was, but they're
Corinth colors.
Okay.
Red.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But tell me a little bit about the church, Randy. Tell me, man, y'all got more stuff going on than anybody I know, and it ain't like y'all got 300 members out there. Y'all got... It's a small group that's doing a lot of things.
I keep them busy. It is a small group, but we are our core group, just doing the work of Christ here in our community. And sometimes you get a little complaint that we're doing too much, but as we talked about yesterday in our field program, God will provide. And he comes through with people in our church and other volunteers around our community to bring all these programs that we're doing together. Again, we kind of claim them as our own as Kossuth Methodist, but again, it is a total community effort because we couldn't do quite as much without the help of our community.
Well, I know like last year during the cold winter months there, y'all opened up the Blue Building. They're located at school. And y'all just welcomed people in that didn't have nowhere to go.
We did. It was our second year to do that. 2 years ago, we were only open for a week and a half. But this past January, we were open for 34 days.
34 days.
The most we had at one time was 25 people staying there during the cold snap that we had.
I hope our listeners just grabbed that. They had 25 people that needed a place to stay to get out of the cold. So we've got people out here today. Now, today's all right. Today's a pretty nice day. But still. These people needed a place to come and stay.
Yes.
And y'all fed them three meals a day?
Three meals a day. Again, tried to keep them as warm as we could. our heaters were working overtime last year because, you know, it got pretty cold there in January. And we're gearing up for that again this year. We are making plans again to open up because, according to the Farmer's Almanac, it's supposed to be another bitter cold winter.
So, I mean, and not only that, what else? I mean, I know you got back to school.
All of this falls under what we call fuel, forever, unending, eternal love. That started way back before I came here 17 years ago. They had a vision, being right there by the school, to invite kids after school. And
now, did you have something to do with that, Big Mama?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I did.
17 years ago, you was kind of pivoting this and
I was kind of
getting it started.
Well, I had a little hand in it, and I thank God for the opportunity.
So now, over 17 years, you've seen the blessings of God. You've been able to help a lot of people. I know you'll call me every once in a while and need this and need that.
Absolutely.
Last week you needed a stove, and we had just happened to buy a new stove at the center and put that stove out front.
Now, how did that happen? You know, the Lord had to have a hand in it.
So. We needed a new stove at the center, and that stove was working. I mean, it's fine, really. And you just needed you had a family that needed a stove.
A mom with three children. A working mom with three children and no cook stove. And
so,
she asked for a cook stove, and I immediately called Brother Tommy here, and he told us where there was one. And yesterday when she came to pick up her children, she was eternally grateful to us for that cook stove.
They came that night to get it. Well, and then just name some other stuff that y'all do there. Y'all got so much stuff going on. Do y'all have something going on for the holidays here at Thanksgiving?
Go ahead.
Next week we have a veterans program that we're proud of. We bring in a veteran, and then we're bringing in some entertainment. Then Thanksgiving we always do provide for our fuel kids and anyone else in the community who needs a meal. We provide that with the help of Modern Woodman.
Big Mama, who are your fuel kids? What do you mean when you say that category?
All right. So with parental permission, the school allows us to come over and escort those children back. We have crossing guards that go from the blue building over to the school and pick the children up and bring them to the blue building.
Is it like an after-school program?
It is.
Oh, awesome. There you go.
And then we feed them a hot meal. We have a Bible lesson. We don't have a Bible lesson. We have a sermon. Brother Randy does a sermon.
He throws down.
Oh, listen.
There you go.
And he has their undivided attention. And then, of course, we have organized play, free play, homework helper, most anything that you'd have.
Is that every day?
Kids. Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. Okay. Awesome.
And how many kids you got come?
Right now, between 25 and 30.
Awesome.
All right. You just told me that one of y'all's families that y'all helped lost their residence Saturday night.
Yes.
A family with five kids, trailer burnt, had to kind of be run out and be really, I mean, each other saving their lives and all that because trailer burnt. So, tell us how y'all done. I know y'all was on hand. Y'all started helping them.
We brought the family to the blue building, and when they got over the initial shock, the older ones laid down for a little rest. We fed them, and then the blessings started coming into the blue building. People were hearing what had happened, and they were bringing clothing, food, money for wherever it was needed. And on the way over here this morning, I received two calls, furniture, wanting to donate furniture. The community has just jumped in with us on that Sunday.
Well, y'all become, listen, this is the way we see it. My description to my wife is really simple. Like, this is a ministry that gets more bang for the buck than I've ever seen. You know, it's like, you know, for the, it's like y'all seized on an opportunity. The Lord put you beside a school, you know, and you're like, okay, we're just going to start meeting needs wherever we see them. And then, you know, one thing builds into another. And the next thing you know, well, this need, you know, seeing the kids, oh, well, they got parents and they're all kinds of trouble. And then you're all there and, you know, everything goes. Pretty soon all the community's like, okay, there's the hub. Those are the guys that are out meeting needs. You know what I mean? Y'all just become this kind of, you know, this place where you know, like you said, God's ever unending, everlasting love is being poured out. And through these gifts of service that y'all have in the community, and it's always blessed us. We talk about it all the time. Doesn't matter what time of the year. Doesn't matter if we're fixing to see you or not. We're just like, we're impressed. And we, I mean, you think about, like, you know, every third week, right? Y'all feed us. This little church in Kossuth. I'm not saying that like, you know, little meaning, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying that, like, y'all just, I mean, y'all just do stuff. You don't talk about stuff. You do stuff. You don't like and say that, you know, well, we oughta. You do stuff. You know, you don't like look around and say, wonder if we could. Y'all just do stuff, you know? It's like, now let's just go feed those guys. I mean, how long? Well, you know, 8 years every week. How about that? And that's not just us, I mean, who's beneficiary of your blessings, but it's like your whole community becomes beneficiaries. And it was like you said, Big Mama's like, and then once you begin blessing people, well, the whole community then becomes, and they bless y'all. Amen. You know what I mean? And it's just this thing, you know, it's like y'all just keep the tap open, you know, and people pour in from everywhere, and y'all get to keep pouring out everywhere. And it's always, y'all's church has really been a blessing to me and to Tommy. I mean, we talk about you all the time. And you're just a blessing to us. And we love what you do. We love the heart you do it with. And we love, you know, the fact that a lot of us are all talk, no action, you know. But y'all are all action and very little talk.
Yeah.
You ain't got no time to talk. Well, you got stuff to do.
We're just getting a text message right here. Somebody was needing something. And Big Mama here is already writing the phone number down. But, I mean, y'all do so much. I mean, it's just not a one-time-a-year event, or it's just not, we're going to do this. I mean, you get in your car and actually ride around during the day just fine, people.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
I ask the Lord every morning to give me an opportunity to do something for someone. And then I thank him for that opportunity. But, like Brother Randy said, this is a community effort. We could not, with our little, you know, on a good day, we'll have 55, 60 people at church. This is not just us. It is our entire community.
Well, I can tell you this. Y'all challenge me to be a better person.
And the Lord gives us those opportunities.
I know that y'all, we pick a dude, but y'all do so much fundraising for families in need and things there, and y'all cook fish, I don't know how many times a year, but I mean, it seems, but every time dude starts posting that like they've got a fundraiser November the 15th, is that at the Blue Building?
Yes, we're hoping, yes.
And so one of the first names always is Aretha. And hit me up.
Anthea. Fallen King.
Yeah. But I don't.
You was fixing to say Aretha Franklin. Yeah. What's wrong with you, man?
Well, she's as famous as she
is. Yeah, she's famous. That's yeah. Right.
But, you know, dude, I noticed that. You're one of the first ones that the dude puts up that you're donating this to this father. You know what that does? That makes me text dude and say, dude, I'm in. I have to give too. You challenge me to be a better person, and I'm thankful for that. You are a blessing to the community. And, Pastor, I know she's got to be a blessing to your church.
Oh, yes.
Probably a big challenge for you, church. Yeah.
Big challenge for me.
Yeah. No. I was fixing to say, are you the one responsible for her? So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, name some other things. Look, text us, 662-603-9829. Comment about Kasu Methodist. Comment about some of the things they do, back to school blessings, feeding folks, making sure folks got a bed to put in, or whatever it may be. These folks meet the need. It sounds like the church in Acts to me. When they seen a need, they come together.
Threw everything, brought all their stuff and met it.
Yeah, and met it. That's kind of sounds like the church in Acts to me. But we're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Have you seen my contractor?
Don't worry. At Rapid Restoration and Repair, we're always here when you need us. Whether it's water or fire damage, mold remediation, or even sewage cleanup, we've got you covered. Forget the disappearing acts. We've handled customized crawlspace solutions and even silicone roof coatings to save energy and keep your home safe and dry. As a veteran-owned and operated company, we are always on time, every time. Built on honor, integrity, and dedication, you can trust Rapid Restoration. Call us today for a free estimate at 662-415-6623 or visit rapidrestore.net.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trimming shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Hey, folks, it's Tommy Wilson, Carm Mattress Furniture Outlet right here in Carm, Mississippi. And listen, it's the best time of the year, and it's the best time to get a deal. We have 12-inch memory foam queens with cooling systems, $299. I've got a truckload of top name brand queens for $399, and I have a lot of them. Everyone needs a queen in their life, and it's time to get it. You got to come 3 miles west of High Prices to get that queen.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Deli Plate Lunch and Dinner Special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit DinnerBellCorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, DinnerBellCorinth.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Kirby Nixon.
We come back for our third segment, and we have some special folks on the show with us today. And over the last 5-6 years, we've had people just stop and make donations for certain things here at the show, but we just had that happen. We just had a family come in chasing Big Mama around to give her some money for this family that needed help. Family lost their home Saturday night, had five kids. This church took this family in, put them at the Blue Building, took care of them, feed them, getting all the needs to them. I'm sure y'all hunting them somewhere to live.
We found a house yesterday within the school, the Casa School District. We wanted to keep them close to us if possible. So that was a wonderful news.
Yeah. So how can people give to you? That family just ran in here and found you. But, you know, what if somebody ain't able to stop by here right now? How can people track you down?
They can call either Brother Randy or me and
give them your phone number.
My number is 731-614-6513.
Pastor?
662-858-0208.
And for you people that have bad memories like me and my aged thing, you can go on Google and type Kossuth Methodist Church and there'll be a phone number that'll work also.
Yeah. Or if you need that number, you can text us right here and we'll text it back to you.
Yeah, exactly.
So 662-603-9829 is the text line here, and we can text you back Pastor Randy's number. And I give your phone number out a lot. You know, some people call me that needs food or needs this, that, and other. You're one of the first guys I give that phone number because I know y'all are sitting there ready to go, and y'all help folks every day.
We were talking over the break about how with the suspension of SNAP benefits that it's putting a burden on some of the people who get those benefits, and the communities are trying to respond to that. We are trying to here in Corinth. And Pastor, tell us what y'all are trying to do down in Kossuth and how we can help.
Well, the first thing is the first Saturday of every month, we have it's called Father's Table Food Giveaway, and of course this past Saturday was our giveaway. We had 339 families come through.
Wow, 339.
All the food that we got from Mid-South Food Bank was gone, which is a blessing. We don't try to keep any of it. We try to give it all away.
Hey, Brother Randy, let me jump in right here. Let me tell you something that's important to think about. Like, if you're going to go down to Gardner's and buy a bunch of food, let's say it costs you $100 and you want to donate $100 worth of food to Kossuth United Methodist. But if you gave $100 to Brother Randy, the money goes farther if they get it from the food bank because they sell it by the pound.
Yes.
Like a lot farther, not a little bit farther, a lot farther.
Yes.
And so it is better to give a donation to people that use the food banks. Up here in Corinth, Amen Food Pantry, it is better to give them money than it is to go out and take that same money and buy food. It don't feel the same. It feels good to give real food away, but I promise you the money goes way farther. They can buy almost twice the amount of food, sometimes three times the amount of food for the same dollar. And so that's just a hint to you guys, man. Just go down there and give them $100 and let them buy it from the food bank, and they'll get a lot. They'll get a lot more food for it.
Yes, thank you for that. We get charged by the. I think it's unit price now. It's not by poundage, but still, way more food that you could get.
Yeah.
From.
So they just pull up in a big truck, bringing you a load of food.
They do.
All right.
And
when do y'all do that?
The first Saturday of every month.
First Saturday. So that was last Saturday.
Yeah, last Saturday.
Okay.
So the next one would be December the 6th.
But what do y'all do on a daily basis? Do you have a food pantry there?
We have started or renewed this food pantry that we have at the church, again, because we know people and families are struggling through this government shutdown. So we will take canned foods or non-perishable foods right now. And our plan is to be open at least one day a week where you can come. We haven't set a specific day of the week or time yet, because we're still gathering food, getting stuff ready. But that will go out on our Facebook page as soon as we find that out and we get back with y'all, and you can.
No, that's another way to contact him, by the way. Use their Facebook page.
Yes. But that's our next step, our next project is this food pantry to be a permanent place there in Kossuth as well.
And remember, non-perishable is important for food banks. It's not that they don't want to give perishable food away to people that are hungry. That's not the issue. The issue is very difficult to store. You have to have refrigeration units. It doesn't last as long. So it just, you know, it's a distribution problem when you bring perishable food. So just please go load up with cans or donations so that they can be able to stock their food bank and keep it full.
So I know, like, y'all also furnish school supplies for kids that need school supplies, backpacks. I mean, start of the year, y'all have a big back-to-school thing where you give away clothes and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. y'all keep that stuff all the time?
Yes.
Yes. We try to keep backpacks on hand. School supplies might not be everything that one child might need, but we'll go get it.
Yeah.
We work hand in hand with the school, and it's a wonderful working relationship. You know, they don't have to release those children to us on Wednesdays for fuel, but they see fit to do that. And as Brother Randy said, we keep the backpacks. If they have a child that is their backpack's torn up or got wet or whatever, call Brother Randy. He's at the Blue Building about every day, and
you just had this family of five.
Yeah.
That their school supplies were burnt, and they were able to go to school the next day. Well, Monday.
Yeah.
Because we had backpack, pencils,
all
notebook.
Their clothes was burnt, and everything else was burnt.
So they were.
And tennis shoes, everything was burnt.
Yep.
Because, I mean, they just had to escape. They wouldn't grab. I mean, they didn't have clothes on, probably. So, it says a lot. I'm thankful we have you in the community and things. Some other things y'all do. Tell me some.
One thing, of course, our Blue Building is more of a community center. It is used for just so much good in our community.
Rick, how many fish plates been sold out of that thing?
I wish Twitty kept a record.
Yeah.
So. I even had a lady rush in Tuesday, I'm sorry. And she goes, are we supposed to vote today? Because this is a voting precinct. And I was like, ma'am, I don't think anybody's voting in our area. And she goes, well, I just saw it was election day. I said, well, it is. But
yeah,
I mean, just so much.
They had an election in New York, I heard.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I think somebody heard of talked about that.
Coming up November 29th is our Jingle Bell Bazaar. It's another fundraiser that the church has where vendors will be coming in, and it will be open, again, to the public.
So that'll happen at the Blue Building, too.
That happens at the Blue Building.
That's November 29th. Yep. That's my birthday.
So oh, you'll have to come out and eat some.
Celebrate my birthday.
Yeah. Come out and eat some pinto beans and cornbread.
Yeah. Kate.
Now, there's another example of community support. Jan Haley, who is actually goes to the Baptist church. She comes in and does the Jingle Bell Bazaar, gets the vendors, takes care of all that, and then turns the money over to fuel to be used in that ministry. So that's just an example of how the community supports us.
Well, what else you got, Pastor?
Again, we're gearing up for the warming shelter.
What do you need in that? Do you have all the cots you need? You have all that stuff, blankets?
Right now, yes. But again, we know, you know, it starting Monday, it's supposed to get down in the 20s. So I would say blankets, yes, because
I did not know that. Please, what in the world you want to ruin our day? It's beautiful out here.
The blankets will go first, usually because people will call and say they need, you know, need a blanket.
Well, we just got a text. A young lady needed a space heater.
Yeah.
So you're going to get a lot of that.
Yeah.
Let's see. What,
we have a clothing giveaway also the third Thursday of each month. We have, we're there from 8 o'clock until about 3 or 3:30. Clothing, giving away clothing. We average from 50 to 100, well, closer to 100 people than 50, people that come in and get clothing free and bedding.
And we just had, of course, Trunk or Treat. We had last Tuesday night and gave away coats that night because we knew the colder weather was coming.
So when that cold, that shelter opens up, and last year you was open for 30 days, y'all, are y'all on site like cooking breakfast, cooking a meal at lunch and a meal at dinner?
Yes.
So we have, y'all have people on site doing that too?
We have cook teams coming in, breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. This past year it was not quite as bad because we didn't have the ice,
yeah,
and didn't have complete shutdown as we did year before last. But yes, we have a cook team.
Well, each
there.
Year you're
we
doing have, it, you're getting more.
I mean, oh yeah, we're getting a little better. Under, a little better. Yeah. Have people again, cook team. We have people come and just
sit and
visit.
Talk.
Yes, because a lot of that's. What a lot of them need is
well,
just
and,
someone to listen to.
You led, Brother Randy, with that some of your guys think that you overwork them a little bit. And I just want to encourage you guys at Kossuth Methodist, don't be weary in well-doing. The Lord says that, but I want to say it from a different place. You're not only serving the community where you're at, but you're actually serving us. You inspire us. You make us want to serve better and do more and to touch the needs in our community. And so you're good for us, even though you're not directly serving us. Just the fact that you're serving and that we know your story and that we're proud of you and we're thankful that you're in the community doing the work that you're doing. Is a real blessing to us, and so we just want to encourage you because you encourage us.
So what are you going to need for your Thanksgiving? Are you getting, like, you're going to create a box to give all these
yes.
people enough to have their own Thanksgiving
yes.
meal? So you need turkeys, you need...
Turkeys, cranberry sauce, green beans, corn, rolls.
Or cash. Cash, because
yes.
you
yes.
can go and buy.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, cash. So how many of them boxes will you put together?
Last year we had 45.
Yeah,
45. Bethlehem also does a Thanksgiving day that day. Our guys go help them box up plates
yeah.
and deliver.
Yeah.
So they some other, First Press has their Thanksgiving thing, and I think they may even feed the prison now too.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we do Christmas. But Thanksgiving's first, and we need to help you get that underway and get that took care of. So you're going to need at least 45 turkeys and all the other stuff go along with
yes.
it.
Yes.
So when will you need that?
ASAP,
like that. Well.
We don't wait around.
Yeah, Thanksgiving's not far away.
That's right.
I got you a few turkeys at my store.
Well,
and
great.
I got you a T-shirt there. But take two or three turkeys there and a T-shirt for you.
Good.
Yeah,
thank you.
You got some employees
we'll
that are turkeys, too.
We'll give you the pastor a T-shirt, too.
Okay.
But we do have some turkeys there, and I've got plenty of hams. But I gave Bobby Weaver 10 11 hams the other day for their thing. And I'll be glad if you need a few hams, I can give you ham. But I do have a few turkeys in there.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah. So anytime you want to, just stop by the store and get them. But again, give your phone number out. We need to make this happen for they got 45 families that's got kids and that they serve and stuff. They need to put Thanksgiving boxes together. Your phone number is
731-614-6513.
And Brother Randy's at mine 662-858-0208.
So we want to make that happen. Thanksgiving's coming. We want to again say thank you for just taking time to come today, but also they cook a meal every month for us. We feed 100 or more people on Thursday nights. Third Thursday night of every month, they feed us, and it's always a great meal, always a great meal. And so we're thankful for that. I remember you coming hanging out at Living Free a few years ago, just check, make sure what we was doing. And she hung out and put her stamp of approval on it. And man, I'm just thankful for you.
Well, I think that it's on my heart to say how blessed we are at Kossuth Methodist Church to have these opportunities. It's not about it's not about me. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he gives us these opportunities. And I just wanted to say that. I just feel so
ungrateful. Well, we're thankful for you. I know missionaries that's been in Africa. I know missionaries that is in other spots. But, man, I'm grateful that we have missionaries in our own town. And y'all two are at the top, man.
Thank you.
I just call you the queen of Alcorn County, okay? All right. But look, we want to invite you tonight to Living Free Ministries. Our friend Sean Weatherford from the Dream Center, we're going to help him tonight, too. His unit went out where they housed 15 men. So we're going to help Brother Sean tonight. You want to be a part, come on out. We start at 6. We'll have a meal tonight, too, after. So come on out and be a part of that if you want to come see what Living Free is. And listen, guys, we always go out by reading the book of Jude, the last couple of verses. My mentor, D. Dodd, used to do this every time we met. We'd pray, and then the closing prayer would be these two verses. So I pray the Lord continues to bless y'all and use you, and I just want to say I'm thankful for y'all. Bobby's going to read us out with the book of Jude.
Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, and now and forever. Amen.